We are ready.
Call this meeting to order. This being the zoning commission meeting this day, July the 23rd, 2026. And actually, we were supposed to start at 7:30, but it is now 7:47 because we changed the location of the meeting. At this time, I'd like to, well, that I'll do later. First, we're going to have the roll call. And if you would call the roll.
Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Ms. Cornish?
Here.
Mr. Underwood?
Here.
Ms. Royce?
Here.
Mr. Hurt?
Here. And now we'll do self-introductions of the board members. We'll start, actually, Arthur, you can introduce yourself. And then we'll go down the row from there.
Awesome. Arthur Franklin, zoning inspector for Bethel Township.
Jess Underwood, 5010 Eastland Drive.
Janice Royce, 8225 South State Route 202.
Jerry Hurt, 8745 South State Route 202. And for those of you who may not be familiar, I was a former trustee for 36 years and actually decided not to run in 18. And so I've been off, and then they appointed me back to the zoning board. So, little history. I know a little bit about some of the properties in the township from a historical perspective.
I'm Ron Corbett, 2680 West Charleston Road.
Gary Cornish, 6095 Studebaker Road, Bethel resident, 31 years.
Okay, and we have our secretary for the zoning department. Do you want to introduce yourself, Kathy?
Kathy Fortunato, I'm the zoning secretary.
Okay, Arthur, would you present the, well, let me do the way we conduct the meeting this evening. At this time, I would like to review the commission procedures for the benefit of those in attendance tonight. The purpose of the Zoning Commission and the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are delineated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modification, or denial of the zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has the final authority on all rezoning matters. The procedure for review of the zoning amendment request will be as follows. The zoning administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. And I believe we do have an oath. Kathy, is the oath on the podium?
I just told you we do not use the
oath. We don't need to.
The zoning commission.
Okay.
Just to be easier.
Previously, we had always had people swear in. They were telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But I guess that's not a legal requirement, so we're waiving that this evening. But you will have to give your name and address for the record that you spoke. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant. And in this case, the applicant is the Board of Trustees are making their application to change the zoning resolution. And I don't know whether Arthur will make that presentation or comments, or if the trustees want to add to what he says, that would be appropriate, I suppose. Comments from those for the request, and then comments for those against the request. After all the comments are heard, public discussion will be closed.
Claire.
That all commission members may continue the discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions.
Here.
The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take the roll call vote. On the date of the next trustees meeting, and satisfies the legal timeline criteria, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees, and the rezoning takes effect 30 days after the vote. And because of the size of the audience tonight, we're going to limit your comment to 3 minutes, and Kathy will give me a signal when your 3 minutes is up, and I may gavel you down. Okay? Arthur, you want to present the case?
Yes, sir.
First case?
Yes, sir. First case for tonight be case ZTA-0226, a request to amend the Bethel Township zoning resolution text per resolution number 26-07-070.
This one or this one?
Yes, sir.
You want to explain any of what's in that first resolution?
Or we can go ahead. We can just go ahead and start from there.
Pardon?
We can go ahead and just start from, I'm giving you the floor.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We'll just go ahead and start. The text was on the website, so I assume some of you at least have gone over the text of the first case. We'd like to limit the discussion to only items on that first case. So, that's the way we'll proceed. Only questions on the first case.
Can I just point out the resolution that you just heard that just read doesn't match the screen? But there's zero clarity as far as what resolutions are being discussed.
Pardon?
There's zero clarity as far as what resolution is being discussed.
Well, that's somewhat of a concern. I don't know how to. We didn't have physical copies for everybody tonight.
What was your question again?
Well, because I want the discussion limited to the first case and
yes,
not
sir.
Anything that's in the second case when we're yes. having this discussion.
Yes, sir.
There's some question as to whether or not the public knows what's in the first case and what's in the second case.
The resolution you read out doesn't match what's on the screen.
Resolution 2606.
This is what?
Number 2606059.
You said 0703. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's 059. I do apologize.
Yeah. Okay. That's basically the resolution, and that doesn't scroll down through all of it. Why don't we start?
You want to start with Article 1?
Yeah. Why don't we do it this way? We'll go through each article that's on the printout, and we'll open it and only make comments about that particular case as part of the resolution.
The county planning commissioner heard one presentation. So how are we going to see it about the other?
The county heard. Actually, I'm not sure how the county heard because I wasn't there.
It was one, and I was there.
It was one, and then they split it somehow, or did the trustees split it?
I combined it.
County was sent, both of them, but I don't know what happened at the meeting.
Okay. You have a question, go ahead.
I just was going to suggest that maybe when somebody from the audience has a question,
Yeah, before you answer it, you repeat the question for the benefit of the rest of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there some discussion as to whether or not the county had heard one or two cases? I think that's immaterial at this point anyhow. We're hearing just the one case that's presented to us. So in order to simplify it, we'll put on the screen each one of the sections and we'll entertain questions on that or discussion on that one only. If you have a comment for or that first, and then we'll hear anybody that's against that first thing. And we'll go through it that way. Connie, did you have a question?
Well, I just have a statement. And it's based on the county's role play in all of this. If you educate yourself on Ohio Revised Code Section 5.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. So if you want to talk, you got to come to the podium. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Recorder, so I just took this lead. It's really more or less.
And identify yourself and your address.
Okay, Connie Heal in Ross Road, 4510.
Is she addressing what's on the screen?
If you look, there have been some questions I have just people ask me about the county's role in all of this. And basically, it's an advisory situation, the way I understand it. And they really don't have any, I don't know what the word is, but I'm going to cite Ohio Revised Code Section 519.2. The county's vote is strictly advisory, and it's our responsibility to govern ourselves.
That's correct, and we're strictly, as I explained before, we're advisory to the township trustees have the final say.
Right, and the only reason why I bring this up is because I don't really think we need to get too lost, it's just my opinion, in what is at the county level. And we can listen to their advice, but basically, the way I understand it, it's not something we have to do.
We don't have to do, except if it is something that involves a county department.
Right. That's entirely
different. That's entirely different.
And so that's
we understand.
If it's a regulation that we have to comply with, yes, we most definitely need to do that.
But if it's something
other than that, they're basically an advisory board.
We all understand that.
Okay. Well, I just want to make it clear to the audience because I've been approached with that question.
Jason, you want to speak to the first article up there?
I'd like to clarify what article is actually heard. Jason McCoy, I can give you whatever address you want, 4150 Gibson Drive. It's one of the properties. Hi, I'm supposed to talk to the commissioner, but I can't turn my
mic. I want to hear you too.
I was there on Tuesday. I asked Jeff Jackson for the presentation, which the board had heard. The resolution which the county heard on Tuesday was 2605053. The way the rules work, it has to go through sequence. County has input, then the township, then the trustees. If there's anything other than 0503 discussed this evening, it's out of order. That's why this matters, and that's why I'm asking for clarification.
I don't know what happened as far as these numbers and everything with the county. Julie will recognize
you. I'm speaking to you as a trustee right now. So what happened was we submitted 2605051 with 72 pages of proposed text changes. And the county said they could not do it in the time frame. So we amended that to a 45-page document, which they also said they could not do in the time frame. So we amended that to an 8-page document. We rescinded 51 and 53. 53 was the amendment. We rescinded those and passed 06059, which was the 8 pages. And we thought that would be on the agenda. And so what happened was that the county went back and reviewed the 45-page document anyhow, and so we reinstated the 053 resolution. But when I talked to Jackson on Tuesday, he said that their staff report included both resolutions, 05053 and 06059. And now they were out of order because 059 is now case 01, and the previous one, which we had to reinstate, became case 02. So that's what I was assured by the county, that their staff report included both. For the meeting.
I have that in my hands. Can you give me a minute?
What was your question, Jason?
I
have to go to the podium.
If you guys like me to stand up and scroll through the staff report, I'm looking for the only thing I've seen so far is 053, and this is from Jackson on Tuesday morning. Tuesday was 053. That's the only thing you guys are legally allowed to discuss. I'm not a lawyer. Do what you will.
053. I'm lost in the numbers. I'm sorry, but if they heard all the cases, no matter what, I think once they heard it, we can proceed with our end. Once it was heard by the county.
This is the attachment.
And they sent us a recommendation
that was exclusively based on 053.
You don't have a copy of the resolution. This is the attachment to the resolution. This is the
resolution. Okay. Resolution.
I need a resolution of 053.
Yes.
053 is the second case.
Yeah, with the 45 pages. With the 45 pages.
Now, the highlighted parts in 053
yes.
are the bulk of what is in 059.
So,
I guess you can run through those highlighted parts.
There's 059.
Also, if you want to. Mr. Hurry, so.
Why don't you move. Just let
Jerry.
We slide down and let him sit next to Jerry.
I think that's probably
good. Yeah, I know.
Jerry, can I approach you?
Yeah, just scroll
through the meeting
and start over.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, commission members. So I will back what Julie, Trustee Reese, had spoke about regarding the email that we received. What she stated is factual. I saw those emails myself, and the order in which she laid out that process is exactly what I recall seeing in those emails as well. I was at the Planning Commission meeting, the same meeting that Mr. McCoy referenced and several other individuals. At the beginning of that meeting, Jackson read the articles that we were to discuss that evening. It was an exhaustive list. He went through. And he stated, here's the actual agenda, you want to see it, that the text amendment Bethel Township were to amend 1, 2, 3, 12, 13, 14, 30, 34, 35, 38, 39, and 40 of the Bethel Township zoning resolution. He proceeded to discuss the staff edits as spoken by the Miami County Planning Commission as well as the Miami County Engineer's Office. So he laid out everything that was presented.
But what about the first, that's for the second case. What about the first case?
So I'm not sure where Mr. McCoy is getting that number from, because I don't have that, and at the meeting they didn't pass out anything like that. All I was handed was an agenda. So if he has something, it was something that he received separate than what was presented in the meeting.
Would you like me to forward it to you?
I don't have access to the meeting.
We don't have a legal representation for the board here tonight, and we're into a bunch of legal concerns that I'm not sure that as a chair of this board I can answer the question. Go ahead, Julie.
So I have a proposal because of the way things were kind of confused up at the county, and we resubmitted, you know, multiple versions. We proceed with both cases, and we can check afterwards, and if those, so there's 6 pages of the 8 pages are duplicated in TA-02-26, because we started with that, and they're backwards, right? So the only thing that would not be covered if the county did that not cover the 01 is those 2 pages of items. If we find out that they did not review those, which is not what Jackson told me, but if we find that out, we can just remove those from the final version. So we can review that, but we don't have to include them because we don't have legal representation.
Yeah, the fact that we don't have legal representation, and because Arthur is new to the township and he's not familiar with all the intricacies of township law, but he's very familiar with zoning because he's dealt with it for several years in other jurisdictions. As far as what you've heard this evening, how do you think we should proceed?
I agree with what Trustee Reese said to do. I agree with that. However, if you want to table the first one and just go to the second one, I mean, we'll be, that's another option as well.
But we could table the first one and go to the second one, but there, the second one is so lengthy that I don't know that we can actually handle it in one meeting. That's the biggest concern I have. You know, I'd like to address at least part of what's in the second one. And everything that's in the first one,
right,
is
pretty much
included
in
the second one.
Yes.
Not completely, but most.
Yep, most.
Okay. Let's address only the, I mean, is that the consensus of the board? And do, from your perspective, do we have a legal problem with doing that?
I wouldn't want to chance it.
Because of the contentious issue here and the fact that we don't know how we legally stand, I suggest that the board consider tabling both action items this evening and table them until we can schedule a meeting at our next meeting, or if necessary by the Ohio Revised Code, a special meeting before that with our legal representation here to help us. What's the board's pleasure? Anybody?
I would support it.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
Do I have a motion to table one then from?
I make a motion that we table the 2 items on the agenda tonight until the next meeting, where we can have proper legal representation and a clear path forward as to what we're is being considered.
Do I have a second for that motion? And moved and seconded, the Secretary going to call the roll, or is the
administrator,
you're going to call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Underwood?
Yes.
Mr. Cornish?
Yes.
Ms. Royce?
Yes.
Mr. Hurd?
Yes.
I didn't know what Ms. Royce said.
I said yes. Yes.
Everybody said yes. It's passed unanimously. We're tabling it until the next meeting. And if the Ohio Revised Code requires us to have it before our next scheduled meeting, we'll have a special meeting before that. There's some questions as to whether or not the next meeting would fall within the 30 days required by the Ohio Revised Code for us to act upon. So we can only table possibly for 30 days, but we're making a motion for to our next regular scheduled meeting, which is probably 31 or 32 days, something like that.
Do we have to publish it in the newspaper?
And it will be published on the website. And for the public's information, and Julie, take note that before we've always looked at the agenda for our meetings under the township. When you click township zoning on the main page, it was entered, it's a jet entered on the main page down at the bottom for, instead of going to the agenda and minutes section under the township zoning tab.
It's in both.
No, it wasn't. Not this morning when I went in to look. So make sure that it's posted in both spots. We're done with public discussion on that.
Well, I just have a suggestion. Some people are not savvy on the internet, and it's sometimes hard to navigate. Is it possible to make some copies of this? And if anybody here is interested, they can stop by the office and pick those up.
I think that would be possible. We can handle that.
Yes, sir. We need to have it. Yes, sir.
No problem with that. There will be copies available before the next meeting, no matter when it is. That will be available at the township if you can't download them yourself on the internet. Moving on to the next item, old business. We don't have minutes, do we?
There are May 28th minutes. It's the very last thing in the package. We don't have the June minutes yet. Chair, CTA 02. So, was this tabling
the vote? Yeah, we're tabling the vote until we get clarification that we have a lawyer present to answer all the questions. We're tabling both of them. What? We've closed that part of the meeting, and we're now into approving the minutes from the last meeting under old business. Respect the fact that we all have to read the minutes.
Yes.
for you, probably.
Yeah. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
It's been moved to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved to second. Would the administrator please call the roll?
Mr. Underwood.
Yes.
Mr. Cornish. Mr. Cornish. Ms. Royce.
Yes.
Mr. Corbett.
Yes.
And Mr. Hurt.
Yes. Motion passes and the administrator accepts it. Communication reports looking for the Zoning Commission board volunteers and Zoning Commission comments. Do anybody on the board have a comment?
No comment.
No comments from the board. I'd like to apologize to the audience tonight for the confusion, both for the scheduling and for the fact that we have to postpone and actually not hear either one of the cases this evening. But for legal matters, I think it's appropriate that we consult for our representation to be present at the meeting for their advice, because we have quite a few legal questions on this whole matter. Again, I apologize for the fact that we had to do that, but we appreciate your attendance and follow what's going on. If you're still interested in attending, make sure you attend the next meeting. And with that, we'll adjourn.
Hey, you should have made a motion to adjourn. Yeah, you want to do that. Okay, Underwood. Okay. And.
I think you're chair.
I thought we needed a motion. Well, he made a motion. She seconded. I can call the roll.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Royce.
Yes.
Mr. Underwood. Mr. Cornish.
Yes.
Mr. Corbett. And Mr. Hurt. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
We'll make sure we got it. We'll have microphones.
I understand that.
Before we had such a crowd, we used to do it. One time we had it at high school.
Really?
Other times it wasn't, so it was church across the street.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that would have been good, too. Yes, sir.
This is just not a good
city. Yeah, and it's just it didn't start out good, so and we could, they didn't do it right. They put us in a predicament.
Yes.
So and with Jay, he made a point. So I'm like,
yes.
Hey, it wasn't gonna fall.
We don't want to take a chance.
Yep, yep, right, right.
That's
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, I know we want it.
So if we have to move on,
yeah.
We will do that. But truthfully, the county told them not to do it
And somebody at the county, had to advise him on that, so he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I also think the county had some good advice in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wasn't going to support these tonight.
What were you not going to
support? Just because I thought the county made some good points.
Oh, with 34. Yes, the county did not like it. Here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The other counties, I think they all supported everything they said.
They did say it needs to be.
Did you guys hear what I was saying?
Yeah.
Hey. Jason has to have to do it. I would have never heard of it. But because he has his lawyer here, I don't believe him.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it was wise. Yes, sir. Right. And even I can still call Chris to see, okay, will it be okay to go forward, move forward with it, you know, the way we got it now. And if he needs to be here, then I'm sure he'll advise. So, yeah.
Timeline's the biggest thing, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
We have 30 days from the
county.
And they just did it, what, Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
See? Tuesday.
I thought their comments about having something like open up or something, somehow let people review the information before the meeting.
Yes, sir. That's what makes it so long. They don't really, you know. Yes, sir. Okay. You know where it is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And then they